Our list starts off quickly at number 10 with the pilot of a crop duster who crashed near Swan Lake in August, lucky to avoid serious injury. At approximately 4:54 p.m. on July 13th, 50-year-old Lauren Greenhoff was flying an Air Tractor 401 when he experienced an engine failure, forcing him to make an emergency landing just southwest of Swan Lake. Incredibly, Greenhoff was able to escape serious injury when the plane touched down in a field and collided with the terrace. At number 9, a June fire destroyed the iconic Dobson Pipe Organ Builders site in Lake City. Firefighters were dispatched to the northeast corner of the Lake City downtown square at approximately 4:30 p.m. on June 15th, but unfortunately, they were unable to prevent the blaze from destroying the entire facility. Lake City Fire Chief Lynn Boyd called it the worst fire he's seen in his 37 years with the department. Lynn Dobson founded Dobson Pipe Organ Builders in 1974 and became known throughout the world for their instruments' quality and beauty. Work is underway to rebuild some of the specialized equipment lost in that fire. At number 8, a Carroll man was ordered to pay over $400 in fines for throwing garbage into his neighbor's yard with a lawnmower. 35-year-old Matthew Lyle Hoffman was given a default judgment after he failed to appear on charges of interference with official acts and littering, both simple misdemeanors. Hoffman was arrested on October 8th by the Carroll Police Department after witnesses reported he was running over garbage with his lawnmower and discharging that waste into an adjacent property. Hoffman refused to comply with officers' orders and eventually had to be carried to the patrol car after being arrested. At number 7, a Carroll man accused of burglary while naked was sentenced in September. 33-year-old Jesse Dean Saylor was arrested in connection to a May 1st incident in the 500 block of East 5th Street in Carroll. An investigation determined Saylor had entered a business after hours and stole a custom-made bedspread, all without wearing any clothing. He was originally charged with felony burglary, but pled guilty to misdemeanor trespassing. He was sentenced to 10 days in jail in order to pay over $3,000 in fines, surcharges, and victim restitution. At number 6, the Carroll Community School District Board of Education voted to remove the Carroll logo from the video board at the athletic field in response to lingering hard feelings over that stadium. The vote was passed unanimously by members of the board at that time. The logo on the scoreboard has been a topic of tension between Carroll and Kemper supporters since it was installed several years ago, with current board president Cindy Johnson saying it was a major factor in the 2019 and 2021 school elections. School officials hope families and alumni will be able to leave this issue behind them once the logo is formally taken down. And that is the first half of the Carroll Broadcasting News Department's top picks of 2021. Stay tuned to your Carroll Broadcasting stations for our top five, as well as our listeners' top stories of 2021.